trumpets sounded, our rights are in danger. Shall the brave sons of Erin be deaf to the call? When freedom demands of both native and stranger their aid, lest the greatest of nations should fall. Shall this banner so dear to the exiled of the Gael, by traitors and rebels in anarchy school, betrayed in the dust, disgraced in the veil, while our people the sovereign iniquity rule? Though I swear by the love that we bear our oaths, Ireland, and the vows we have pledged to the home of the free, as we sheath our swords in the foes of dear Ireland, we'll use them as freely against traitors to thee. Need we fear for our cause when true hearts uphold it? See the men of all nations now march to the wars. Share hair and stout hearts, stand by and behold it, nor strike in their might for the banner of stars. Blood they'll guard the rich treasure. See how they respond to the call, shoulder arms. Though endeared by those sacred ties with love beyond measure, of bosom friends, children, and beauty, sweet charms. Yet they leave all behind in a quip for the battle, between freedom and rapine, like true sons of Mars. They'll conquer though traitors, their cannon may rattle, and bring back triumphant the banner of stars. For long may our flags wave in union together, and the heart of green Erin still kiss the same breeze, and brave every storm that beclouds the fair weather, till our heart like the stars floats o'er rivers and seas. God prosper the bold hearts of both land and ocean, who go in defiance of danger and scars, and send them safe home to their wives and their sweethearts, with the heart of old Erin and banner of stars. With the heart of old Erin and banner of stars.